Hi guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Today I wanted to talk about a really big topic, and that is the meaning of life. The reason I'm talking about this is because, well, really, like, I've gone through a bit of a low time where I felt like I was lacking direction, lacking purpose, a bit unsure of myself. Like, obviously I've always had my North Star, which is what I call my big grand passion, my big grand purpose, which is to become a best-selling author, to write my books and to make a living that way, be happy that way, you know, explore different worlds, different characters, that kind of thing. And that will always be, I think, my goal. But that doesn't mean that along the way I feel entirely sure of myself, I feel confident, I feel happy, because as I'm sure you're all aware, it's not easy to become an author. It's not just about writing a book, it's about writing a good book. And it's not just about writing a good book, it's about finding the right people to put that good book in front of. It's about finding an agent, finding publishers, and then finding readers. All of these things are not easy, and more people are becoming published, so it's actually becoming harder and harder to stand out. You can have an amazing story, but it might not get in front of the right people, it might not get on the desk of the right person at the right time to even get published. And even if it does get published, it could be put on a shelf but be completely missed because the market's just not right at the time. There's so many variables that I think we don't think about, but I've never deterred away from this goal because, like I say, it's my dream, it's my passion, it's what I've always wanted to do. And no matter what happens, I always think of story ideas, I always think of characters or, you know, special powers or elements of a story. Whether I want to or not, I think about these things. And so I think it's naturally ingrained in me to be a storyteller in one way or another. But as I say, along the way, I can feel a bit lost because, like everybody else, I need to make a living. I need to make money to be able to support myself and my family. I need to be able to, you know, experience life before the author thing happens, because I can't just put my life on pause, because for all I know, it could take me 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years to become the kind of published author that I want to be. So if I just put my life on pause, decided that I'm never going to travel, I'm never going to fall in love, I'm never going to move out of my mum's house, I'm never going to, you know, I don't know, get a pet or eat new foods or anything else, like, life needs to be lived and I need to be happy in the in-between stages before I reach my goal. And I want you all to think about that for a second, to think about what it is that you want and whether it's something that can be easily attained. If it's not, then you need to think about, like me, how you're going to be happy, how you're going to still find meaning in your life in those in-between stages. Because like I say, we can't get too caught up on what we want things to be or who we want to be. You know, like I say, if I just let my whole life revolve around that one idea that I want to be a published author, then there's a lot of elements to the rest of my life that would be short-lived. I would say no to a lot of things, and ultimately I could make myself very sad, make myself very depressed, because all I am is focusing on that one thing and every other area of my life is low and not bringing me any joy. And of course, we have to think about how, you know, successful people, they always say that the key to success is going through life with focus, focusing on that goal, keep going at it no matter what angle you come at it from, and to also experience sacrifices, because it's not easy to just get what you want in life. If you do have big goals like I do, then you will experience sacrifices. And I agree, I believe that you're probably not going to watch as much Netflix as other people because you need time to write. You're probably not going to go on as many travel holidays because you're saving up your money or working less time so that you can write more, or, you know, that kind of thing. Life isn't going to look the same for you as it is for somebody who doesn't have the same goals as you. There are sacrifices that you might have to make. There might be parties that you have to miss, you know, friends that you're not going to see as much as you'd like to. I totally get this and I do agree, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that you need to put a pause on your life. It is very important to find the meaning of your life. And so I want to answer the question to what is the meaning of life? For me, the meaning of life is to find meaning in your life. Let me explain. No matter who you are, no matter where you are in life, no matter what age you are, no matter who's around you, no matter what you do every day, no matter what country you was born in, it doesn't matter. Your job, your only job, is to find meaning in your life. And that meaning in your life might change, and that's perfectly normal, it's bound to change. But your only job, your only role, the whole meaning of your life is to find that meaning in your life. I went through a kind of stage of researching about existentialism because, like, you know, that's always about the whole meaning of the life, meaning of our existence, you know. And some people believe that there is no meaning to our life, that we're just born randomly and we make choices and then we die. And generally, that is how life is. Like, we can't deny that. But I believe that there is a part of us that, as humans, naturally, we all look for meaning. Even if we're not very spiritual people or whatever, I think everybody has a little part of them that sees meaning in their life. They see patterns, they see reasons. They're like, oh, this is fate, you know? We can't help but have that. But on the other side of that, meaning in your life just means having something that's fulfilling, something that feels good, something that's a reason to wake up in the morning. So at one stage in your life, and I hope this will be the same for me, the meaning in my life is going to be my children. I'm going to wake up to serve them, to make sure that they're happy, they're safe, they're healthy, they're living their best life, and they're finding meaning in their life. Right now, the meaning in my life is things like my family, my mom, my sister, my brother, my grandparents. It's my boyfriend, it's my dog, Joey. They bring me a lot of joy, fulfillment, happiness. And also, the meaning in my life is to tell stories in different mediums and to share my views, my ideas, to help people and to entertain people with my fantasy books. So those things are my meaning. And even if, like I say, you're not reaching the big goals in your life, you're not quite where you want to be, you still need to have some sort of meaning in your life right now. And I believe that the people who are least happy, the people who feel directionless, feel lost, feel angry, feel scared, those are the people who have either have no meaning in their life or have lost sight of the meaning in their life. So I ask you today, what is the meaning in your life? What brings you meaning in your life? What brings you joy, fulfillment, purpose? What makes you get out of bed in the morning, other than the fact that you have to? If you had no job, if you weren't being paid, if you were completely free, what would the meaning be in your life? What would the purpose be? What would you do? Do you see it? Is it something that you have right now? Is it something that you even care about? Is it something that you've been focusing on? Or is it something that you've kind of lost touch with? Something that you need to bring back into your life more often? Is it something that you've never thought about and now you're like, whoa, wait a second, what is the meaning in my life? If so, I encourage you to go and find out what that is. Because like I said, for me, when you ask me the question, what is the meaning of life? The meaning of life is to find meaning in your life. And I really stress the your in that because it is about you. Don't let anybody else tell you what the meaning or the important thing in your life needs to be. If you don't want to have children, that is totally up to you. A lot of people, their meaning in life is their children, but that doesn't have to be true for you. And if it's not, that is totally fine. If your meaning in your life is your career, then go get it. Go after that career. Be all in it, but don't forget about the people around you. Whatever the meaning in your life is, hold on to that. In your dark days, your low days, your unsure days, it just means that you've lost sight of that meaning and you need to bring it back. I know for me that I went through a phase of looking around at other people's lives and comparing it to mine, like friends of mine and my siblings and my cousins and those kinds of things. They're doing really well. They're either traveling the world or they've got their degrees or they're in really great careers or they're having babies or they're getting married, and it just feels like everybody else is a step ahead of me, and that can feel really, really sucky. And when you're looking around at other people's lives, comparing to other people, you're not focused on your own lane. And the other day I wrote a tweet, I think it was, about hurdles, because I think that all we ever can do and all we ever should do is focus on the next hurdle right in front of us, not the hurdles 3, 4, 5 down the line. Not the finish line, not the hurdles in somebody else's race, but instead just the next hurdle in front of us. Because that's all we can do, is clear each hurdle as they come, right? And that's how we bring our focus to the now, bring our focus to what's actually important right now. Because like I say, at some point in my life, the meaning in my life is going to be my children. And of course, I want that. I really do want that. But that's not right now. That's not happening to me right now. That's not what's important to me right now. And that's okay. It might be what's important to somebody else. It might be the next hurdle for somebody else, but it's not for me. And that's okay if it's not for you too. And I think that's how we stop ourselves from getting caught up in jealousy and comparison and fear of being left behind. Instead, realise that everybody's race is different. We're not all running in the same lane for a reason, because we're all running different races and our hurdles are all different. And how we clear those hurdles will all be different as well. And when things kind of go wrong or unexpected things happen, again, it can knock you sideways and you can suddenly forget what the meaning in your life is. You can suddenly realise that, oh, I'm not as in control as I thought I was, and perhaps this hurdle that I was trying to clear wasn't the right one, and what do I do? And you start to panic. And like I say, I've totally gone through that stage recently. And I think it's because, one, we're either running in the wrong race, or again, we might be looking around at other people's, or it might just be that, yes, we knocked down this hurdle and kind of done it wrong, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't go after the next hurdle or push the hurdle back up and try again, you know? It's so easy to catastrophize and think that the whole world is ending because something went wrong or because you're not quite where you thought you would be. And I know that as a young 24-year-old, I am still young, and there's a lot more mistakes, there's a lot more detours that are in front of me. And if I let myself be too badly damaged by every time I knock a hurdle over in the wrong way, then I will just be completely defeated. But instead, like I say, if you realise that it just means that you need to set up the hurdle again and try again, or go on to the next hurdle, or decide to run a different race, that's fine. But trust yourself, trust your intuition, trust the path of your life. Trust that you know what you really want. And if you hold true to the meaning of your life, the meaning in your life, then no matter what you're doing, no matter what race you're running, you'll still have a clear idea of, okay, so this is where I want to go. I might not know exactly how to get there, but this might get me there, and I'm going to try this. And if it works, then it works. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't, and it's fine. And I'll go on to some next hurdle, the next race, and see if it still gets me to where I want to go. And if the meaning in your life is your children, your family, your friends, or, you know, running literal marathons or climbing mountains, I don't know, whatever you're into, that's okay too. And if you hold on to that, no matter what's happening around you, no matter what's happening in your life, in your pursuits, then you'll know that you're okay, that you're still going to be happy even if you lost your job, that you're still going to be okay even if you don't become a published author. You know, things like that. Having meaning in your life is kind of like having foundations of support that brings you joy. And that's what I want for you. So ask yourself, what is the meaning in my life? And how can I bring more meaning into my life? Take care, guys. Bye.